Now, our water and sewage systems are, quote, in a desperate state. That's the sobering assessment from Uisce Éireann's chairman, Gerry Grant, speaking recently at a conference on urban regeneration and reported today by the Irish Times. Mr. Grant said the single water pipe serving 40% of Dublin customers could blow up in the morning. Dr. Jenny Lawler from the DCU Water Institute is on the line. Now, Jenny, Gerry Grant is basically saying that poor investment in water infrastructure is limiting the number of houses that we can build, that the government cannot increase housing targets from 33,000 a year without more investment. Is this a wake-up call for government?
Hi, Carol. Thanks for having me on. I think I'd have to say that I agree with Gerry from Uisce Éireann. I think we have a lack of kind of long-term planning and joined-up thinking in terms of being able to deliver critical infrastructure in a proactive manner to enable the 50 to 60,000 houses that it's projected that we need annually. I know that Uisce Éireann have a generous budget, you know, I think over 10 billion in terms of a 5-year investment plan. But unfortunately, the existing infrastructure is so far behind where it needs to be. Much of that money has to go towards just simply being able to achieve compliance in our water systems for water and wastewater, being able to replace kind of the aging and the failing assets that are already there, and even before we can look at building resilience in the system. So there's a complete lack of future-proofing and being able to expand beyond that in terms of the money that's available to Irish Water. So I would say that while there is definitely a need for more funding and planning from the government, there also needs to be kind of better management on Uisce Éireann's side and future-proofing, to be able to have this this good infrastructure that we need to expand in terms of the housing that's needed.
1.7 billion more investment is needed, according to an Uisce Éireann statement to us this lunchtime. That would be on top of that 10 billion that you mentioned there for the years 25 to 29. So, but even if they get this money, how quickly can water infrastructure to support housing be put in place?
Well, we do have legacy issues with a slowness in terms of implementing new water infrastructure. So, as was mentioned, the Shannon project to provide more water to Dublin was approved, you know, decades ago, and is still only at the planning stage at this point in time, and may not even be the most suitable solution for Dublin as it stands. We have plans even that Gerry mentioned going back to 2018, where the cost of delivering the construction required for the water infrastructure has absolutely skyrocketed in the past 6 or 7 years. So there are definite planning delays, and it's something that really puts developments on hold, not in water, wastewater, electricity, and other kind of critical infrastructure such as transport and energy as well. So we definitely have a lack of quick action, and we have a history of that, unfortunately. And part of this stems from a historic lack of investment as well. So the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council mentioned last year that investment in Irish infrastructure is about 25% lower than what would be the average for typical European countries. And we don't have a comprehensive multi-year plan to address the shortcomings in infrastructural development for water and wastewater.
Okay, and just very briefly here, this paints a grim picture, particularly 40% of Dublin consumers depending on one pipe.
Yeah, and that is the reality. Like, our infrastructure is woefully inadequate for the population of Dublin. If we look at our wastewater treatment systems, Ringsend has historically been massively over capacity. So, you know, we have these environmental discharges that are out of compliance. Okay. As you said, we're reliant on reservoirs that are no longer fit for purpose, and drinking water treatment plants across the country are not performing the way that they should be. We have boil water notices in many places around the country. So it's not only Dublin that's suffering from this poor infrastructure, unfortunately. And while Uisce Éireann is trying to tackle things in terms of compliance and fixing leaks, both the planning and the investment is not there in terms of the future proofing.
Okay, Dr. Jenny Lawler from the DCU Water Institute, thanks for joining us today on the News at One, and we'll have more after this break.